Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the gospel of the Lord. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of Jesus, amen. If you had a choice of being a particular animal, what would you be? Some of you probably would instantly say a horse, because a horse is very fast, they're very noble, they pull things like you see over at the fairgrounds late this summer. Some of you may talk about being a giraffe because maybe you're a little short than everybody else. Maybe you have talked about being an elephant or a bear because you get to sleep all winter. I kind of like that myself. What about a sheep? That's really what you are, according to Jesus today. We are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his flock. And Jesus today says that he is our good shepherd. Sheep don't seem like noble animals. Animals that we put up posters in our room saying, "I wish I could be like this." Our professional sports teams don't name their animals, their mascots, after sheep. If we were to take a nice sheep or even a little lamb and then set it in front of a lion or a tiger or a bear, we know who would win. The sheep don't stand a chance. The bear, the lion, the tiger would take down the sheep with one swipe of the paw, and with one vicious chomp of its teeth, the sheep is dead. Today is called Good Shepherd Sunday in our lectionary. A marvelous and beautiful Sunday where we hear all about how the Lord is our shepherd and we are the sheep of his pasture. It's a nice image for some of us. We've seen stained glass windows and Sunday school materials of Jesus carrying lambs, a nice little lamb in his arm or wrapped around his shoulders. It's comforting, it's serene. We may hearken back to a funeral where we heard Psalm 23 or Revelation 7, as we heard this morning. And we know that the Bible tells us that like sheep, we have all gone astray. But how many of us really even care if we have strayed a little bit now and then? It's nice to have some independence from the Good Shepherd, isn't it? It's nice that I don't always have to hear his voice through his word, especially when he calls me out for my sin or my wandering away. Maybe we are tired, worn-out sheep, tired of the food that is set before us week in and week out, the same service, the same things, all the same time, and maybe we're longing for something different. Maybe we're looking for a different shepherd. Maybe we're looking for a different message, a different word from the Good Shepherd. Something that isn't so rote, something fresh, something that will tickle our little sheep ears. We all, like sheep, have gone astray, and maybe we think it's no big deal. But Peter reminds us to be on guard and be on the lookout for the devil prowls around us like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour, seeking to devour you and me. In our Sunday morning adult Bible class, we've been studying the book of Revelation, and last week we studied Revelation 13, and exactly how the devil, who is a beast and a dragon, seeks to devour us in the church. To wander around in our sins, to make light of the faith in Christ, is literally to face the devil head on, like a lost sheep staring down a hungry lion. The lost sheep isn't simply grazing in some other pasture. The lion, the wolves, the bears, all are surrounding them. And they love to devour the sheep who are outside of the flock of God. The reality is we don't get very far. Listen to what the prophet Amos says about us as wandering sheep for a moment. And stop for a moment and think about what you hear and what you can visualize in these words. Amos says this, "Thus says the Lord, just as a shepherd rips a pair of knees or a piece of an ear out of a lion's mouth, so also shall the children of Israel be safely ripped away." As the shepherd rips a pair of knees, your knees, my knees, or a piece of an ear, your ears, my ears, out of the lion's mouth, so also shall the children of Israel be safely ripped away. Do you see what your wandering and my wandering and what our sins can do to us? In our sins, we find ourselves safe in the lion's mouth. In our sins, the devil has us in his jaws, and he's not letting go. You can fight him. You can struggle with him. You can put up all of your personal piety against him, but you cannot do anything on your own to save yourself. You're stuck. And how many of us have found ourselves in life just being stuck over and over again? Suddenly, those pictures of Jesus carrying a cute little lamb on his shoulders or cuddled up in his arms seem all the more important, don't they? Jesus has come to rip and to tear you out of the lion's mouth, because sin causes pain and suffering and injury. People have been injured by you and by me, and they have also injured you as well. The reality is that we are fairly torn up by the wages of sin, by the power of death, and the darkness of this world. This is why Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd. But make no mistake, shepherding is not easy. In fact, it's full of downright pain and suffering and sometimes even loss. It's about taking on the lions and the wolves and the bears of this life who wish to devour us. And in Jesus' case, he must lay down his life for you, the sheep, the people of his pasture. He must die in order to rescue you. I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep, and no one has taken them from me. But I lay it down of my own initiative, says Jesus. Through his cross, through his suffering, the good shepherd has ripped you from the lion's mouth and has placed himself in the jaws of the devil. On the cross, the evil effects of sin and the devil have hold of Jesus. He is now the one who is being shredded to pieces by the whips, by the nails, the spear, and the cross. Your payment for sin, my payment of sin, death, the good shepherd has taken it on for you. All of your shame, all of your sorrow, all of your guilt, all of your being stuck has placed onto himself. He has laid down his life as a ransom for you. You are worthy, he says, to have my life laid down. not by what you have done, but because I love my sheep, he says. He has gathered together his remnant of Israel, and now he has said from his word, I will place them as one flock together in one safe stall and shall shepherd them as one flock. And because of this, Jesus says, no one shall rip you out of my hand. No sin, no wandering, no matter how far you have wandered, no shame, no guilt, not even the devil or death itself will take you away from the love of God found in Christ Jesus, your good shepherd. For the Lord has conquered mightily for you. The good shepherd has overcome the sharpness of death, and he leads you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So, whether we like it or not, we are sheep. And as one of my parishioners in Charlotte told me, she was a veterinarian, one of the greatest things about sheep is that they have impeccable hearing. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Good Shepherd has opened up your ears to hear his word and to receive his gifts today. He has called you by name, and we now hear his voice. The voice that says, be on guard, be on the lookout. The devil is prowling around you like a roaring lion, seeking to devour you. The voice that calls you out of the pit of shame and sin and guilt and says, I forgive you, I restore you. The voice that beckons you to the table that he has set before you today in the presence of your enemies of sin, the devil, and death itself. The meal set before you of the Good Shepherd, by the Good Shepherd, that is the Good Shepherd, to strengthen and nourish and forgive you, and to promise you that his goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and that you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Jesus is the one who has gone out before us, who is right beside us and behind us. He is the one who will lead us out of the valley of the shadow of death and bring us back into the flock so that you, the congregation of the Lord, the people of his pasture, will continue to be sheep, but you will never be sheep who have no shepherd. You have the good shepherd. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. To Christ alone be all the glory now and forever. Amen. We rise and confess the words of the Nicene.